other than the fact that I do not like crowds. Of course, I have no problem with that here. It would be wonderful if we could be today in the wonderful, serene Republic of Venice. Today is its feast day. It's the feast day of the evangelist St. Mark, St. John Mark, as is elsewhere explicitated. St. John Mark was, according to tradition, the son of St. Joseph of Cleophas and St. Mary of Cleophas. And it was he that was at the Last Supper and at Gethsemane. And the fact that he is the only one to mention it gives us to understand that when he speaks about the young man who was sleeping and he woke up and he rushed off and he left his blanket and he ran off naked into the darkness, that was St. Mark himself. No one else mentions it. He mentions it. And so we see some of the beginnings. And that means that he was a cousin. What degree, we don't know. Second or third, maybe. Maybe more. Not first. There were no first cousins of our Lord. And of course, we don't know whether through St. Joseph or through the Blessed Mother. But of course, his mother, along with the Blessed Mother and St. Mary Magdalene, was one of the three Marys that was at the foot of the cross. And she was one of the three Marys who went to the empty tomb on Easter Sunday. St. Mark eventually was, and of course, at the time of the Last Supper, he was just a teenager. He was too young. But when he grew up a little more, he was one of those who were ordained a priest and eventually consecrated a bishop. And he was the friend and companion of St. Paul the Apostle, who took him everywhere and who took the letters that St. Paul wrote, the epistles, which we have to this day, also thanks to St. Mark. And eventually he would become, after the apostles were killed by the Emperor Nero around 65 AD, he went to Alexandria in Egypt, where he became the first patriarch of Alexandria. So today, they're also celebrating. And so we give thanks today for this great saint who lived and died. Eventually, he too was killed for Christ. And so he is now one of those who is in heaven, seated on the thrones, judging the tribes of Israel and judging us when we get there. So we give thanks to God for St. Mark the evangelist. Not an apostle, he is the evangelist. He was a disciple, and he became one of the four evangelists. His gospel is supposedly called the Gospel of St. Peter, whose secretary he was. So he also bears this mark. He was the first papal secretary. And he wrote down and transmitted the things that St. Peter also did and wrote. And so he has a very high place in the hierarchy of the church, in the hierarchy of the church in heaven, as well as on earth. And it's interesting that today the church, not a coincidence though, it's very deliberate, the church today gives us the reading from the prophet Saint Ezekiel, in which he speaks about the faces of the four, and what those are, the evangelists. And of course, as you know, Saint Mark is the winged lion, and that is the symbol of Venice, the winged lion. And so today we look to him and beseech him to help us to fight the devil and evil like a lion roaring in the night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.